Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, welcome, 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 all. Build, Grow, and Enjoy BG Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. I hope each and every one of you are having a wonderful hump day, and I hope you enjoyed yesterday's very special broadcast with Living Word of San Diego upcoming event this Sunday. That's at 6 p.m., Lowrider Show. You know, they got to do it California style. SOG Crew, which is a huge Christian ministry that is here in San Diego to perform at the concert. Norman Carter from the Delphonics, Second Chance, and, of course, the running governor candidate, Dr. Robert Ornelius, in attendance. So it's going to be a fabulous time. Get on over to Living Word of SanDiego.com for more information. BGE will be out there. And listen to yesterday's special broadcast. It was an absolutely awesome show with very powerful words of ministry from Pastor Manuel, and of course in the entertainment world, great encouraging words from Paula Casas with Latin Nation Entertainment. It's 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com at Kalithia on Twitter, at Kalithia BGE on Instagram. I just want to say a great job to our leader yesterday, President Obama, the eulogy for Nelson Mandela's memorial service. Great eulogy he gave. A lot of controversy came up around the memorial service itself. You know, we even posted up a picture on Facebook, you know, kind of the looks of Michelle. But, of course, we know there's more behind it. But, you know, all in jokes and laughter, of course, you know, everyone's going to make a joke of it. It was just funny to us also, you know, with the selfie pictures. And then the one that I saw this morning and actually, you know, was really actually kind of funny was that they were saying the sign language translator was faking it, according to experts. So we don't know. You know, I don't speak sign language. I wouldn't even know where to start. You know, maybe know how to do parts of the alphabet, but, you know, it is what it is. But definitely want to just focus on the whole true meaning of why everyone was gathered, and that was to honor a great world leader, Nelson Mandela, at his memorial service. And, you know, our condolences, and, you know, he lived a long, prosperous, rewarding life, but our condolences to all of his family and friends. And then we got awesome news, and we so need this in Atlanta, you know, bringing something new in life. But Steve Harvey, as many of you guys know, annually he has, which was formerly known as the Hoodie Award, the Neighborhood Awards, and basically it honors, you know, community leaders, community businesses, those in the everyday walk, you know, the people. He usually hosts it in Las Vegas, but for 2014, he is moving it to Atlanta. He also wins the NAB, National Association of Broadcast Hall of Fame induction. So that was just awesome. Congratulations to Steve Harvey. And that's just great news, because there's a lot of people, especially on the grassroots level. You know, that's what Atlanta is all about, the philanthropy and the grassroots, you know, organizations that's really out there hitting the ground moving and making a difference, you know, to bring awareness to a lot of the root causes that are taking place throughout our community. And, you know, as BGE and us and myself as a philanthropist, you know, it's an area that we, besides this radio and television piece, you know, that's what we do, you know, from a business side. So that was actually awesome news. There is no actual date as to when the awards will take place. It was posted on accessatlanta.com, so I guess, you know, you can keep checking there and, you know, other local, you know, media outlets that may have the information. And, of course, BillGrowingEnjoy.com as we get information. But the creator, Rushon McDonald, has, you know, given the confirmation that the Hoodie Awards, or now the Neighborhood Awards, will be hosted in Atlanta, Georgia for 2014. So great job, Harvey, and we definitely look forward to that. Lots and lots of fun and well-deserved, and for the many leaders that's in and throughout our community. And speaking of leader, you know, I have a very, very powerful leader joining me today, of a nationally known organization that many know, and for an issue, you know, this organization focuses on the root issue of something that's really, really, really taking place, you know, overall throughout our community, and that's child abuse, trafficking, and bullying. ArcHopeForChildren.org breaks the chain of children, of child abuse, trafficking, and bullying to lead survivors into lives filled with faith, hope, and love. And joining me today to speak on his organization and what his organization is out throughout the community nationally doing to make a difference and bring awareness to this issue is Blair Corbett, and he is the president of ARC, of Hope for Children. Welcome to BGE, Blair. It's a pleasure to have you.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, it's absolutely an honor. You know, when I get organizations and leaders like yourself, you know, it's in my element. You know, I'm a philanthropist myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we go from community to community to kind of look at issues and see how we can come in and create the awareness, you know, to really target the root cause. And, you know, the focus area that you work on is huge, especially when it comes to child trafficking. And it's so huge even in Atlanta. It's actually on the, like, besides the HIV issue for women, but for children, yeah, I would say it was like number one what I was getting from the other leaders. So it's just a pleasure to have you so we can speak on this issue. So let's just go right on into it. And first, let's let everyone know who you are, and then tell us what is ARC of Hope for Children all about.
All right. Well, I'm Blair Corbett. There's not really a whole lot to tell. I had a difficult childhood, and in my eyes it was difficult, and faced some things, including some child abuse, bullying, just illness, things like that. And you know, I remember plenty of times I was depressed and borderline suicidal at times. But you know, I leave my legacy to a stepdad that came into my life when I was a teenager and just lifted me up and kind of showed me I was worth loving. And he was in my life for 3 years before he died. So I guess the rest of my life I've lived in legacy of what he did for me.
Wow. What is, you know, it just, you know, as I get guests on the air and I meet people as I'm out in the field, it's always something that has impacted our life that we really push to serve for others. Now, you have programs underneath ARC of Hope for Children. Tell us about the programs, you know, which is huge, especially the bullying piece.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming more and more huge. You know, ARC of Hope for Children is something my wife and I started back in 2000, really. And we have 10 children, by the way. We adopted 5 from foster care.
Oh, that were,
yeah. They were
a lot of work.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I'm working the normal workplace. I thought, okay, great, this is how I'm going to leave my mark on the world, is through these kids. But because they were special needs kids that, you know, would not normally get adopted, so we chose them, and we've been blessed by that. But
right.
But we really felt, you know, when we really came to know the things that children that have been through abuse that are even part of our system here in the United States called the foster care system, you know, if they're in the system, they've been through some horrendous things. So we came to realize that we didn't want to stop there with just, you know, with adopting these kids. So we started ARC of Hope for Children initially to where we would provide homes of respite and care for, you know, kids that were, for abused kids in the United States. They're part of the foster care system. And and some things went on and happened with my wife getting critically ill for a while. And it sidelined our normal work. But what amazingly happened, Kalitha, oh my goodness, was that while we were doing vigil with her in the hospital for a year and a half, Ark of Hope for Children by now was all over the internet. And I had some folks, some young people start finding me on there and say, you know, if you care about kids, maybe you care about me and what I've been through. So I started listening, and I started paying attention to what they were saying. This is back in the days of MySpace, you know. And I actually had our first trafficking victim find us 6 years ago on MySpace. Before we even know what trafficking was. You know? So that's pretty much how we started a very dynamic shift in everything that we were doing, seeing that, you know, there's a lot of wonderful efforts going on nowadays for, you know, for getting people and kids out of these situations. Granted, trafficking is the second largest industry in the world, and we're, the whole world is pretty new at trying to rescue people from it. But regardless, we see, thankfully, a lot of people that are on the front lines that are going in to save kids, to save people, you know, from all these different things. But what we felt like we didn't see is people that were intervening once they were out that would help them emotionally. Because we find that these young people, young and old, are still enslaved by what they've been through. You know, they're imprisoned in their mind by the things that have been done to them. And they suffer, they can suffer for years and years without somebody intervening. So we chose that Ark of Hope would become an interventional organization. And as new forms of abuse have come up, such as trafficking and even now bullying, we've decided, well, shoot, we've got room to take those on as well. And let's just do it and see what God does.
And you guys are doing an awesome job. I mean, very notable people, you know, support you guys and all the things that you guys are doing. But as you said, yes, you know, bullying and child trafficking has taken a whole new face throughout our community in these times, you know, which, you know, all comes from the child abuse. And, yeah, you know, children, they need that support. They need that background. So I commend you and your wife for what you have put out there. Like I said, when your organization came to me to, you know, to interview you guys here, I was just absolutely just amazed by all the work and just, you know, it's a really challenging area to really take on. So I can just imagine all the hard work that you guys are putting out to get this out there and create that awareness.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that so much. And, you know, it's such, I mean, it's hard work. You got to learn definitely patience and resilience in that, but the rewards are phenomenal when you realize that, you know, people that have done, you know, bad things to these, well, what were once kids. You know, we've got some people, quite a few people that come to us as adults that were abused as children, and they can be in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s that have never been able to have anybody that they could confide in. And talk about what happened to them. And some of them attempt to bury it, and it comes up when they're in their 30s or 40s, and they're frozen. You know, it's as if they're right back where they were. So we're honored to be able to do this. And so, but any what began with MySpace, Kalitha, now we turned into our main focus right now, is that we help people online on the many different social networks and let them know they've been through any form of, you know, child abuse, whether they're young or old, or if they've been rescued from trafficking, or perhaps they're still even in it, you know. And, of course, if they've been bullied, that they can come to us and we'll provide a listening ear and do anything we can to get them help.
Right, right, right. Now, you have this Stomp Out the Darkness 2013, even though we're in the end of the year. It's just kind of my eyes kind of drawn to it. Tell us a little more about that, and then it's something you have tied in with on Giving Tuesdays. I mean, it takes money to do this, so tell us a little more about this and how does that tie in with your Giving Tuesday?
Well, what we've done is created a what we feel is an easy way, since Ark of Hope is really global, and the people that are helping us are coming from all over the net, that we're reaching really around the world through our seeking donations and that. So we're working through, for one, is crowdrise.com, and they've got a way that we've been able to put a fundraising effort right out there on our websites where people can donate. They can even donate to win prizes. But the wonderful thing is, because we're a nonprofit organization, is that every amount of your dollars you donate is tax deductible. So we've got a variety of ways through both of our websites. It's arcofhopeforchildren.org. And then our survivor support site is what we're raising the money for, because we really, really need the support for that site, and it's called removingchains.org. So we've got those out there, and it's a really cool thing people can do through the end of the year and on into 2014 and beyond.
Absolutely. Let everyone know your website information, your Twitter information, your contact information, where they can get more information on this.
I will. Our main site we're focusing on is attempting to build up is called removingchains.org. And that is where we've got 10 live chat rooms where we can help people in group or one-on-one private sessions. We've got rooms that are focused on all the different areas so that people can be with other like-minded survivors and helpers that we, you know, volunteers we've gotten. So whether it's child abuse, even to ritual abuse, and trafficking, and bullying, there's different pages on each of those. So we've got that site. People can donate and volunteer right on it. And then, of course, arcofhopeforchildren.org. That covers all of our different programs that we have, and people can go there. We are on, the big ones are Facebook, at facebook.com/arcofhope, and Twitter we have too, twitter.com/removingchains and twitter.com/abusedkids.
And this seems like it falls under a project that you have called Unchained Project, where currently Ark of Hope, and I'm just going to say this for children, is serving survivors in these areas, and that's adult survivors of child abuse, female survivors of abuse, rape, child abuse, male survivors, abuse, rape, child abuse, trafficking, ritual abuse, and institutional abuse support, depression, mental health, self-harm support, youth and adults, child abuse support, youth bullying, sick kids support. Now, this mobilizing people globally under your Unchained Project is, you guys actually have like live chat, website. Tell us more about that for those that actually, you know, just want that maybe intimate, you know, outreach type of situation.
Well, it's Unchained. We got two different projects in that regard. We've got Removing Chains is where we help people online. And we felt the need, a very strong need, to build a site and a place where people could come separate from the social networks, so that this allows them to have anonymity, to have conversations that are not face-to-face, and allows us to provide the safety for them so that they can talk about any of their issues, and it's not going to go anywhere unless somebody perhaps is suicidal and we need to get them help or whatever. Nobody else is going to be able to know, and it's completely safe. So, you know, people like to be able to have their ability to talk openly here on our site, on Removing Chains, while most of their people that they know on Facebook and Google Plus and all those places, you know, they don't know what they've been through. They don't know that they're, you know, self-harming and all these other sorts of things. So that's why we built the site. But Removing Chains offers the support, one-on-one listening and mentoring. We connect people with counselors, with police, authorities, whoever they happen to need, wherever they are really in the world. We've got some people that contact us daily, all the way from Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, Brazil. It's pretty phenomenal what's been happening. So it really, that's where we really need a lot of support right now. We built that site totally with our own funds and everything. So if people can shore us up so we can keep that going through 2014, that'll be a huge blessing. But out of that, we came to realize that, you know, survivors are in silence, you know. They feel like they're alone in their own communities, in their own areas. They've got really, in a lot of cases, an inability to be able to get a real hug from people, so to speak. So Unchained Project has been born out of that. And
right.
That's the way that we're trying to mobilize volunteers right within their own communities to start, let's say, awareness campaigns about any of these areas that they're passionate about. So whether it's child abuse or trafficking or bullying, to give, you know, feet on the ground compassion for people that live within their area. And as the amount of volunteers grow and that, we're hoping that what they'll do through Unchained Project is that they will perhaps start holding bullying events in schools or overseeing opening groups within all the local schools where kids that are targets of bullying can go and have an oasis.
Right.
And maybe they can go and get some support and, you know, get something really solid going within the individual schools.
Right.
Same thing goes, Kalithia, for child abuse. We're connected with other organizations where we can open up groups for adult survivors of child abuse in any city within the world, really. So our first Unchained Project is wonderful, and it's been running for a little while in the United Kingdom.
right. I see that. You have a regional team there.
Yeah, and she's been doing a wonderful, wonderful job there. So they're looking at creating some events to do trafficking awareness or child abuse awareness, whatever, and it's growing and it's doing a wonderful thing. And I can only imagine the goals being met and people actually feeling that their own community really cares. And that's the goal of this, is to let people know that are going through any of these things that people do care, you know?
Right. And you guys actually have chain breakers equipped and mentors. So those that want to volunteer, you guys actually give them, like, education behind it. I mean, tell us more about equipping the mentors for those that would like to volunteer. There's a lot of people probably would like to do it, but they don't know how to approach it. So you guys prepare people for it, correct?
Oh, definitely. They have to be. You know, what we found, what's in the United States anyhow, people are not very good listeners anymore. We have a whole lot of talkers and people that want to get their points across or whatever. But we especially try to help people with how to be a good listener, how to draw things out of people so that they can basically get things off their chest, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we do in the training that we are able to do right now. We have somebody that is going to be working with us that is actually leads trauma sessions and trauma training, I should say, so that she's going to be able to run our people through live online sessions, if you will, or webinars, I should say, on, you know, how to help people in the different traumas that they might be going through. So, yeah, we're working on all that with a special library so that we can gather together information that's really all over the net right now, but bring it into one place. So whether you're looking at, you know, I want to understand more so that I can help people, or whether you're a survivor yourself, you know, we want to have these libraries where they can go and check this out. That's all under our Chain Breakers program.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Blair, and when we get back, I'd like to talk more on your music piece, Music Helps Arc of Hope. I want to hear more about that. We would like for you to share that. And also talk on how one can give. There's different areas where they can give. But just hang tight. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Certainly.
Hi, and welcome to Soul Healing. My name is Jamil Wilborn, and I'm going to be your host. If you have not figured out by now, social media is definitely not a fad. Social media has become more and more popular. Facebook has over 1 billion monthly active users. And then Twitter, 500 million total users. And I'm going to show you how to utilize all of them on social media.
Social is yours is being brought to you live by BGE Radio. Social media is not a fad and it's becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social Yours.
This is Natasha Young, and you are listening to The Only Jay and Ross the Boss, hosts of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to The Only Jay and Ross the Boss, host of Social Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
And we are back. Welcome back. Bill Grown, Enjoy BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. I'm on air with Blair Corbett, president of Arc of Hope for Children at Abused Kids. You can follow them on Twitter. Also on their website, arcofhopeforchildren.org, just speaking on the issue, huge, huge issue, as many of you guys know, that's throughout our community when it comes to child abuse, trafficking, bullying, and just basically how Arc of Hope for Children is really out there targeting this issue and bringing awareness to it to make a difference. Now, Blair, before we went to the break, I wanted to get more information actually on the music piece, Music Helps Arc of Hope. Tell us more about that. There's a lot that you guys go on, and music is very powerful, especially when it comes to youth.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we've been excited that there's an artist that actually took Ark of Hope for Children sort of under his wing and made a project he was working on for, it actually began as focused on kids that were in the foster care system. So that felt right up our alley for kids that have been through abuse and child abuse. And, of course, if kids have been through, whether it's bullying and, of course, child trafficking, that's all different forms of abuse. So we're excited he took us under his wing when he made a project that's actually called Project 50 Files. And this is that's country music. But he made a music video called Project 50 Files that reaches out to kids that are, and people that care about the kids that have been through the different abuses. And it's really a touching and powerful song because, you know, like in America, that when we think of kids of child abuse, we think of foster care. And so many of these kids that are surviving in that system feel like they're just a number, you know, that they don't have a name. Or they're just a file folder.
He created
this song and music video as he had done once before with a song called God Bless the Children, and which is also for kids that have been through abuse and were in need of adoption. So, but in our case, with Project 50 Files, he gathered together a dozen other music artists on a dual CD and DVD set. We've got artists like Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton and quite a few others, Taylor Swift and Jimmy Fortune and just all these different artists singing on these songs. And he's made this available exclusively through Ark of Hope for Children to benefit the work that we're doing. And so we're very excited that it's really only available through us and through our websites.
Right.
Yeah. So they've truly blessed us. We encourage people to be able to come and get that. So we're making that available to anyone that makes a donation of $20 or more. Mm-hmm. And it's available through our arkofhopeforchildren.org website. And you see it on there's a Music That Matters link, or go right to the store that we have on the site.
Right, or they can click the give button, which, you know, I wanted you to kind of talk a little bit on. They can also get newsletters from you also, just tell everyone a little more about that.
Right, well, we send out newsletters regularly. Most of our newsletters go by email, so we encourage people to please sign up and get newsletters on the things that we're doing. We never, you know, overload anybody's emails, send out maybe a couple a month. So we're not going to flood your emails by any means. But for our giving, you know, we have donation tabs right on both of our sites. Excuse me. And they say, you know, just give now. And you just click them, and you can be able to give right through that, through a PayPal type of experience. But I want to encourage people, you know, for us to be able to do what we're doing. You know, we've done a lot to be able to build a website like this with very little help. But it's so effective. We've got well over 1,000 members on our removingchains.org site. Like I said, for people all over the world that are, most of them seeking help. Fairly small portion are people that are volunteers that act as listeners and mentors. And, you know what, I want to encourage people that through 2014, if you would join us as a monthly donor, that will allow us to plan and budget build the sites and the Unchained project so much better than we've had them before. A monthly donor of any level allows us, any nonprofit, the ability to budget and plan. You know what, Kalithia, that's something that we haven't had for a while. What I'd like to share with your listeners just very briefly, but that the reason I so much appreciate this ability to be interviewed on such an awesome station, is that you know, when my wife went through her illness, I'm a man who took my vows extremely seriously, and she is complications from an operation, and she had all kinds of times where she was on her deathbed over a year and a half. And the process took 2.5 years through rehab and recovery and everything, and by the time that was done, we really lost our entire support base.
Wow.
And had it not been for the people that reached out to me needing help on MySpace in the beginning and then Facebook and all, I might have just quit. But I couldn't quit on these people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you're a person who believes in God of any kind, you've got to know that this is a calling. And I'm not the only one called.
Right.
Lots of us are called, and many can be called as support. Some called as volunteers. Some want to be right on the front lines with us.
Right.
You could help us do so many things that
mm-hmm.
we've struggled with being able to do now.
Right.
And the numbers are so huge with the numbers of victims and survivors that are out there, but we can really make a difference. So I just implore people to do that and partner with us and help us thrive to move forward.
Awesome. Yeah, many doors are opening for you, you know, and I can definitely see that just through your Twitter. You know, what you think you and your wife lost, you're going to get triple times that back, you know, because this is such a needed area where, like you said, you're called. And when you're called and being obedient to it, you know that failure is just not an option. It's all success.
No.
So
no.
As I told you once, you know, earlier, I just commend you and your wife, you know, for the work that you guys are doing in this area and for this issue, because it is one of the most challenging. A lot of people are even afraid to touch it just because, you know, there's a lot of political things behind it. I mean, it is really a tough area. So, I mean, I commend you both. And with that, just want to thank you and your thank you and, you know, thank your wife, even though I haven't spoken to her, your team. I'm sure they're all awesome, you know, just for coming on BGE. You have our continued support, our continued blessing, our continued success to you and, you know, Ark of Hope for Children.
Well, we thank you so much. We can only do so much as ourselves, but you know what? What I can do that may seem like just a ripple in the ocean or whatever becomes a tidal wave when all of us get behind it, and we're so grateful. Lives are definitely being changed.
Absolutely.
And I've been fortunate over this last few years of doing this where even one fast story, oh my goodness, where I can't say names or anything, but what started out with a person who's still hospitalized for over a year and a half with with horrific abuse and a young person was only able to talk to us and never spoken to anybody else about this.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely by that person, and the person's in another country, so I won't say where, but through allowing authorities and lawyers to be able to watch our conversations, she was slowly but surely be able to speak of what had been done. And it gives me just goosebumps through everything that happened because of this site. Her abuser's now put away for life.
Wow.
So,
see?
That's
what it's about. Testimony, and there it is. You know, you're on the right path. That's just amazing. And, you know, it's all God. You're doing what he wants you to do. And that's what really makes a difference. And that's just amazing, amazing, amazing. And thank you for sharing that testimony, because many need to hear that. Because I'm sure there's many that's listening, and, you know, they're looking for someone like you and your team. Mm-hmm. So that was just awesome for you to share that. Now, in concluding this show, Blair, I'd like to leave all my listeners with words of encouragement. You have just encouraged us this whole almost hour now, but please share some words of encouragement, whatever you feel in your spirit, you know, to the listeners.
Well, doing the kind of work that I'm doing, I want to reach out with encouragement for the people that have been through anything, anything even closely resembling anything that we've talked about today. You know, whether it's trafficking or something as severe as ritual abuse and that, or child abuse, bullying, whatever. So many of you know the feelings and the loneliness that come from that. I want to encourage you to break your silence, that there are people out here in this world that care. You may have been a victim at one point, but there are many of us who want to help you become a victor, and we believe that's totally and completely possible. Your mess that you're in right now can become your message, and we just want to encourage you that by speaking up, by reaching out and opening that doorway to hope, that you will find people that care, people that that will love on you, people that will give you your space and respect you, but people that will help you break away from the depressing circumstances. You're not alone. And in this holiday time, just believe that hope is here. And we love you, and we're passionate about you, and we thank you for hanging on.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Blair, for joining us here on BGE Radio. Our continued success and blessings upon you and Ark of Hope for Children.
Thank you so much, and you're such a blessing, Kalithi, and everybody else. We thank you for you as well.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there you guys have it, everyone, Ark of Hope for Children, Ark of Hope for Children.org. Get on over there and donate. As you heard Blair, corporate president of Ark of Hope for Children, break your silence. They are here. They have many, many programs that, you know, you can, you know, view on the website if you're in need. Volunteer for those that are available and you have the time. And if these are areas of focus, you know, wonderful, wonderful, notable organization. I mean, like I said, you can go to their Twitter and see all their followers. Notable, notable people is behind them, and they need your support. Sign up for their newsletter, you know, but most important, you know, it takes money to create, you know, to continue to create this this change and make a difference. And you can give, you know, as little as $10, make an impact. I think they even have Giving Tuesday. So, you know, definitely, you know, there's just no reason. So go ahead and support this organization. It's so, so needed. I just cannot even explain it. When I got the feedback early this year on the child trafficking, I mean, it brought tears in my eyes to the stories and the things that I've seen. I was not even aware of it. So, yeah, we all know the bullying situation and, of course, the child abuse, but, I mean, it is bad with the child trafficking. So definitely support this organization. Get on over to Ark of Hope for Children.org. Support their programs, volunteer, become a part. They are the voice of hope, and that's what we need. That's what these children need. They need the hope. They need the love with all faith. And that's going to conclude our show for today. I thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in today. I will be back on the air on Monday, same time, same place, here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy BGE Radio and Television. And as always, I am going to leave you guys with a quote, and the quote for today is, dull leadership leads to dull companies. Stimulation does not just happen. It comes from a deliberate attempt to learn. Even the best of the best make a serious effort to stimulate their brain. And with that, as I always tell you guys, build, grow, and enjoy.